Let's check high school sports first. Last night in some high school wrestling action, it was Audubon over Griswold 48-12. Griswold down West Harrison 30-18. Also, it was Creston defeating Interstate 35 51-20. Creston over Nottoway Valley 78-6. Winterset beat Nottoway Valley 72-3. Also, Trainer over Southwest Iowa 75-0. Trainer beat Woodbine 57-24. Woodbine over Southwest Iowa 69-12. Westwood beat Denison 51-21. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Denison also in action last night in wrestling. In high school boys basketball last night, the Atlantic boys got their season off to a great start at the Atlantic High School with an 84-46 win over Winterset. The Trojans jumped out to a 30-14 lead at the end of the first quarter. They were up 15 at halftime. Head coach Alan Jenkins thought his team played a great overall game, but felt like their defensive effort wasn't great in the first half with a lot of missed assignments. The Trojans responded to that challenge in a big way in the third quarter as they held Winterset to just 4 points in the quarter while stretching their lead to 38 points. Atlantic was led in that win by Ryan Hawkins and Garrett Frank, and they each had 24 points. Two other players, Austin Alexander and Scott Leonard, were in double figures. Alexander had a dozen. Leonard picked up 11 points. The Trojans also dominated the rebounding effort throughout that game. They were 14 of 20 also from the free throw line. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball last night, Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 80-57. Nottoway Valley over Clarendon 90-60. Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 84-38. Sioux City East over Lewis Central 67-60. Creston beat Mount Air 66-56. Kemper Catholic over Carroll 66-58. Also around the region in Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Arweva over Cam 83-61. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Charter Oak Ute in overtime 54-50. Glidden Ralston over Bowyer Valley 46-45. Peyton Sherdan over Exira EHK 65-59. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Trainer over Tri-Center 67-38. South Central Calhoun beating Audubon 54-48. Maple Valley over Missouri Valley 39-30. Corner Conference saw Stanton beat Essex 71-42, Sydney over Clarinda Academy 58-43, Underwood beat Fremont Mills 64-54. Also last night, Lennox downed Orient Maxburg by an 85-38 final. In girls' hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah beat Southwest Valley 60-32, Nottoway Valley over Clarinda 64-16, Abraham Lincoln beating Glenwood 53-46, Lewis Central topping Sioux City East 57-25, Dowling Catholic edging Harlan 56-54, Kemper Catholic over Carroll 68-40. In the Rolling Valley girls action last night, it was Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan 66-42, Arweva beating Cam 56-47, Charter Oak Ute topping Coon Rapids Bayard 66-37, Glidden Ralston over Bowyer Valley 46-42. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat Tri-Center 60-44, South Central Calhoun over Audubon 34-30, Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 61-37. In the Corner Conference, Essex over Stanton 39-30, Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 63-23, Underwood over Fremont Mills 68-21. Also last night, Lennox, a winner over Orient Maxburg 58-23 in girls' hoops. Fifth-ranked Iowa State broke away from a six-point halftime advantage as they cruised to an 84-64 win over North Dakota State at Hilton Coliseum last night. ISU coach Steve Prohm says the Cyclones picked it up after a sluggish opening half.
Offensively, we were 3-for-14 from the three in the first half, and then we had 8 turnovers. And the way that they play is they're going to let you shoot quick threes, and they're going to pack it in, and you've got to get that ball moving. And we were playing a little bit too stagnant in the first half. Second half, we came out and our pace was a lot better.
Overall, Prohm was pleased with the effort on defense. Abdul Nader led the Cyclones with 21 points. Jameel McKay had 15 points and 19 rebounds as the Cyclones moved to 6-0 on the season. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, number 9 North Carolina beat number 2 Maryland 89-81. Fourth-ranked Kansas over Loyola of Maryland 94-61. Number 8 Villanova beat St. Joseph's 86-72. 10th-rated Virginia over Ohio State 64-58. 11th-ranked Purdue beat Pittsburgh 72-59. And number 21 Miami in overtime over Nebraska 77-72. The Iowa basketball team will be at home tonight as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge to host Florida State. The Hawkeyes are 4-2, while the Seminoles at 4-1 are led by freshman Dwayne Bacon and Malik Beasley.
What's interesting, if you think about it, they had 5 starters back, and 2 freshmen are averaging 20. So that's ever happened.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Bacon averages over 20 points a game. The Seminoles average a lot better than 91 points per game, and they'll test Iowa's transition defense. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio. Pregame is at 7 o'clock. Just after 8 o'clock, they'll tip it off at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Iowa are the top four teams in the latest college football playoff rankings. The Sooners locked up the Big 12 championship with a blowout victory at Oklahoma State on Saturday. Both the 12-0 Tigers and the 11-1 Crimson Tide head into their conference championship game Saturday, needing just a victory to lock up a playoff spot. The top seed gets to play closest to home, so for Clemson, a semifinal game at the Orange Bowl in Miami is also on the line against North Carolina in the Atlantic Coast Conference championship game. Iowa plays Michigan State for the Big Ten title Saturday in what is effectively an elimination game for the playoffs. Michigan State is the number 5 ranked team this week. Well, Kirk Ferentz is named the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Not much of a surprise there. He got the Hayes-Schembechler Coach of the Year award in the coaches' vote. The media vote went to Ferentz as well as the Dave McClain Coach of the Year. As far as the players go on the coaches' side of the All-Big Ten Conference voting, Jordan Walsh, a guard for Iowa, was the first team selection. Quarterback C.J. Beathard and center Austin Blythe were second-team picks, while running back Jordan Canzari was a third-team selection on offense. The media All-Big Ten picks included C.J. Beathard as a second-team selection at quarterback, Austin Blythe at guard, and Jordan Walsh Austin Blythe, the center, and Jordan Walsh, the guard. They were second-team picks as well, while Canzari was a third-team running back pick by the media. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes have played with poise all season, and that will become even more critical in the Big Ten championship game against Michigan State. The Hawkeyes take on a Spartan squad that's playing in the title game for the third time in 5 years.
I mean, you can't be in awe of the circumstances, and then certainly once something happens in the game. This is a very good football team we're playing. And all the teams playing this weekend are excellent. So, you know, they're going to make plays. They're going to make plays offensively, defensively, special teams. And then how we respond to those things really is going to dictate the success that we have.
It's Iowa's first trip to the Big Ten championship game, but Ferentz says the program doesn't lack big game experience. He says the Hawkeyes don't mind the role of underdog and feel as though they are playing with house money. While Iowa and Michigan State have been branded as old-fashioned for their style of play, Ferentz says that's the style that continues to win at the national level.
You know, there's a lot of ways to be successful in football. And, a lot of teams across country do things with their own personality, and a lot of that plays into where you are and who you are. And I think that's the most important thing in the whole deal is know who you are and what you are and what you can do to be successful. And it just so happens we have two teams that are fairly similar. We're different in a lot of ways, but we're similar in some ways, too. And it's just kind of the way it's worked out.
Of course, we'll have that game for you Saturday night here on the radio. The rescheduled pregame start time is 5:15. 7:17 is kickoff from Indianapolis. Matt Campbell's first staff at Iowa State will apparently look a lot like his last one at Toledo. Campbell announced his first four hires yesterday, and all four have connections to Campbell while with the Rockets. Former Toledo assistant Tom Manning will be Iowa State's offensive line coach. D.K. McDonald will work with the cornerbacks, and John Kosinski will be Campbell's director of scouting. Alex Golish, who spent the last four seasons at Illinois, will be Campbell's tight ends coach and recruiting coordinator. Campbell, who was hired Sunday to replace Paul Rhodes, says he has a pretty good idea of who his coordinators will be, but he didn't offer any specifics. And in baseball news, the Price is Right at Fenway Park. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the Boston Red Sox and ace pitcher David Price have agreed to a deal worth $217 million over 7 years. That would be the largest pitcher's contract ever in baseball history. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.